Thank you and good evening. Thank you to Key Radio and Lloyd. I always enjoy his show, all the songs that he plays. I want to thank him. Good evening. This is KILI, Storytelling Hour. And I come up here every Wednesday from 5 until 6 o'clock. And this evening I have a Ikutomi story. And I think it's okay to tell Ikutomi story because the days are short and it's going to be... Just before I came in, I looked to the west and that sun is about to go down. So it's okay. And my name is Brian Charging Cloud, and my wife is here, but she I might talk her into saying a few words, just a few words. We might talk about gardening, because she's really into gardening. And before I go on, I wanted to say good evening to Tom. If you're on the road, we always say good evening to Tom. And also Tim. Tim helps out a lot at the school. He works very hard, and he's one of the, I might say, best workers. Very good. When he does something, he finishes it. And he talks Lakota, fluent Lakota. And Charlie, up in Marjola, Otwahe, Martin, I hope that's right, Marjola. Last time I said, yeah, Shala, Marjola. Well, Charlie, if you're listening, I want to say good evening. And I will touch on basketball later on, because Charlie really likes basketball. And because I listened to some really good games on the radio last few days, so I will touch on those. And I want to thank, I want to thank Key Radio for this 1 hour of storytelling. And also, I want to thank the family up in Concord, New Hampshire. They record all these shows, and it's all in Lakota. Especially on Saturdays, it's all in Lakota. On Wednesdays, we have it in English and Lakota. Well, right now, that Saturday show, we don't put it on the internet, so we're not getting a lot of hits, but I'm going to start putting that somewhere on the internet so that people that want to study can go to Google and listen to it. So thank you for doing that. Thank you very much. My wife is here with me, Karen, and later on I'm going to talk her into saying a few words. Announcements. I work at the Leonard Neen District School, and we have Culture Night on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8. But tonight we have a basketball game. Pioneer just playing Leonard Neen District School, 8th grade. We have ABC, so it's going to go until 7:30. So we will have our culture night tomorrow night from 6 to 8. And whenever we have a culture night, we have two or three presenters. And tomorrow night, I think Tyler, he lives up in Kiza Park, he's going to do a presentation, and I think it's horses. And I have Leola Longfeather. She will be doing I think they said star knowledge, but she can do whatever she wants to do. And then Karen is going to do sounds, Lakota sounds. So, hope she's ready. Okay, and so, and then, I listened to, I think on the Golden Rust Channel 2, if you ever, like on weekends, they had this tournament at Mitchell on Channel 2. And I forgot what day that was, but they had White River and Dell Rapids. So I listened, so I sat down and watched it right there at home on Channel 2 or Golden West, the TV cable. And it was a really good game. And White River was ahead all the way. Over 8 points, and they, I think they beat them by, if I remember the score, it was 82-64. And Dell Rapids was ranked number one in the A, State A. White River is B. And later on this month, Tom was announcing last night that, the other night, that White River will be playing St. Thomas More. And right now, St. Thomas More jumped to number one, and Dell Rapids, I think, went down to number two. That's going to be a good game. So try it if you're listening on February 25th, I believe, in Rapid City. It's going to be a good game. And then I listened to Pine Ridge and Red Cloud game. That was a very good game. Except I think Pine Ridge was ahead by 20 all the way. Over the club. So, and we're just getting ready for the districts. And then last night, I listened to a really good one. Kyle and Pine Ridge, running down to the wire. And Pine Ridge won by, I believe it was 2 points or 3 points. So we're getting some good games, Charlie. If you're listening, it's getting down to district time. Okay, and then the other day I was talking to my cousin Robert over up here. Every Saturday morning we come up here and talk Lakota. And we wanted to, Saturday, we're going to touch on the Lakota language. And today, at work, I didn't really ask other schools, but we're going to talk about, like, each school, we do a different, method. One day noon, we have Lakota language every day. For 30 minutes. All the grades have Lakota language for 30 minutes every day. And the other, we have K1 and 2, we do Lakota language as much as we can and still, we stay within like the state standards, the local standards. So, no matter how we go about it, when you're a grant school, you still have to do this. There's reading, math, we have to do. So, there's no way around it. So, we wanted to talk about like, ask other schools to see what they're doing. Like, maybe some schools do 3 times a week for, I don't know, 1 hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes. Maybe some schools do Lakota language once a week for each grade, maybe for 45 minutes. And then what kind of methodology each one uses. I mean, if we can get that information, it'd be really nice. when we can, someday when we all work together, then maybe we can use the best methodology, the time, and make my dream is to make one or two or maybe a whole bunch of Lakota speakers before, like today. This is my whatever I believe in, what I know. It's not scientific research that I got this information from, but it's from me. And I go around all the schools, all over, Standing Rock, Shining River, Rosebud, right here in Pine Ridge, Hillbrew, Oak Creek, Sisseton. And I know that it's something that is happening, and sometimes we don't want to believe it, or sometimes we just want to look the other way. What I see and what I know is that none of our children are human. This is what I see. Maybe you know a child that is fluent. Now, when we say fluent, we may have different, a fluent to me is somebody that I can sit here and talk to, like my nephew, Maha. He used to come up here and he comes up here with me. And he will sit here and he will read the story in the English language. And I will do the Lakota. And after a while, I know that he can speak Lakota, so he does the Lakota and I do the English. So it's like, to me, that's fluent. Now, each one of you out there, teachers, anybody, parents, community members, maybe we all have different understandings. Sometimes, like, I teach every day. I teach all the way to K. And I teach the OLC a couple of times. And right now, I have some students who can sit down and tell me who they are, where they go to school, how old they are, who their mom and dad are, where they live, and then they can say a good day. And then they stop. And so it's a very challenging, it's a very tough job. So this is what I know. So that is why we wanted to talk about that and see. We don't want to say that, we don't want to get into something that will hurt people, that will create, you didn't do this, I knew this, things like that. But we just wanted to make the Lakota language, the teachings, the methodology, as strong as possible, so that that down the line, tomorrow, next month, next year, that we can make one student that will sit down here and talk Lakota. I know a couple. I know two of them. Maybe three. Maybe I don't know how many years back. When my older son, Ryan, when he graduated from Mid-Cloud, there was one in a class that can speak in Kota, and he comes up here every night, 6 o'clock. And I mentioned his name, James. He can speak in Kota. So maybe there's others that can speak in Kota that I don't know. But I just say what I know. And I know that I worked in the Igbo Butte from Pakini to Oshpa Topa every day for 3 years, and I there was nothing up there, nobody. I go up to Sisseton, my brother lives up there, he knows everybody there, and he told me there's very, very few speakers there, all the way from zero to the oldest one. So there are nobody, I don't have statistics in front of me. I didn't do no survey, nothing. But I know, because I've been doing this for a long time. So that is why we wanted to do this. Now, I hope Tosh is listening, because it's going to be hard to get that information, what we do. Sometimes it's very hard to share. Sometimes we don't have it written. Whatever we do every day, it's something that is not put on paper so that you can go in and say, oh, this is what they do here when they teach the Lakota language. Maybe it's just like a curriculum. Curriculum is a road. It guides you, tells you what to teach, tells you what the child should learn. So maybe you just make notes. So it's hard. It's really hard to share. So I thought I would just, and if any of you out there, just know teaching is very hard. Any subject, teacher, it's really hard. And just like today, sometimes we always say that school is good, this school is no good. We didn't learn nothing here. We learned lots over there. And then we don't know that we say that because we hear it somewhere. I think I came up here one time and I said, all these schools are doing the best they can. All these schools have professional teachers. And if they were not professional, they wouldn't be there. Because they have to go through a process. Somebody has to look at where they come from, where they go to school, what their strengths are, what they can do, their character. So, they're the best. So, I don't know why, sometimes we hear things like that. But it's really hard to be in education is something that, sometimes you read about it in the paper, what there is up in the state level, what they're doing. It was just another opportunity paper. Some math teachers will get this much dollars, and then there's no, how about the other teachers? Are they getting a pay raise? Are they getting a piece of that pot? I don't know. So there's a lot of things that go on like that. And at the same time, we have locally, I think we got into that discussion on Sunday at the school, and I brought up the question. I said, where I work, we produce so many teachers, and we produce so many Lakota teachers who are fluent. do you, and then I talk to myself, do you see in me here that were produced from our college? And I see one there. What about the other schools? Do you see in me? And then the other one is to, I think next week, we're going to come up here with, we have four teachers there that, I think it's called Teach for America. And they wanted to be interviewed, and I think Tom and I will do that. And if we can set it up like Wednesday evening next week, we're going to come up here and sit with them and ask questions. What can we do? Or do you like it here? Or what are you teaching? How are you getting along? And then maybe we can see where we are going. And then maybe we can, like, later on, maybe someday, the schools will sit down and say, yeah, this one came from Kota College, and this person is a certified K-12 Lakota studies/math/reading. This person comes from Texas through the Teach for America, and this person will be a math teacher. And then people that select these teachers will have a better, like, they will see and let the parents know, or the community people know, who is going to be teaching their children. Now, some of those things come up, those questions come up. So I thought I'd just share that this evening. And I always touch on the Lakota language, because sometimes I've been doing this for every day, and I think I mentioned this a couple of times, or a few times, many times, and I use two words, and that's persevere and commitment. And then I always say that I'm a active an advocate of the Lakota language. So I thought I'd just share this, and I'm not, hoping I don't make any waves, but I just wanted to sometime share things that I hear. When you're in education, you hear a lot of things like this. And every one of these teachers are doing their best. And then when you're in this Lakota language advocate or active, then we do have a lot of methodologies, and then we have the orthography. Sometimes we run into that too. So that is what I wanted to share this evening. And then we have, sometimes we have questions on assessment. How do you measure, like, say I've been teaching since September. That's, that's 5 months now. And then year before that, for a whole school year. And I see these children every day. And now we do have an assessment. And we're supposed to do that twice a year, in the beginning and in April. And this is from Ocheti Shakomi. And so every day when I see these children, it makes me like, how I wonder if they're learning. I wonder if they're retaining the words, the sentences, things that we tell. And we have never assessed Lakota language. I think this is one of the first time that we're going to be assessing by the students. And I know that other places, like when you work in a language, I think there's one called ACTFL or OPI, Oral Proficiency Interview. And it's still used at the OSC. And that's an interview. And during that interview, I think Tanashi does it. He's one of the testers. And maybe I'll ask him about it Saturday. So there's, things like that. How do I know? But the only way that we will know is when we make one of these students proficient enough to sit here and talk in the Lakota language. So that's enough on the Lakota language. And I want to say good evening again, and you're listening to the Lakota Storytelling Hour here on Q Radio 90.1, right up here, Porcupine Butte, 88.7 in Rapid City. And my granddaughter just called and she said she will be listening. So Darian, say good evening, okay? And take care and keep going to school. Also on the internet, qradio.org, all over this world. Thank you for listening. And if you're traveling on the road, it's going to be dark pretty soon, so be careful. There's deer out there, and the roads are all dry. This morning it was probably snowpack, but now it's dry.
The Flint Boy and the Grizzly up. So the way I could kill it. Iktomi, Flint Boy, and the Grizzly. Yep. Iktomi and Flint Boy were old friends. Once they were traveling together, and they were going merrily along, when suddenly out of the woods dashed a ferocious grizzly. The bear attacked them. Iktomi ran away and hid himself. Flint Boy stood his ground. With his sharp flint knife, he stabbed the grizzly. He stabbed him repeatedly. The bear died. Iktomi came out of hiding. "Kola, friend," he said to Flint Boy, "you did a great deed." "It was nothing," said Flint Boy. He was skinning the bear with his flint knife. "This will make a fine warm rib for my bed," he commented. Then he cut off the claws. "This will make a fine bear claw necklace," he added. "I am impressed," said Iktomi. "I am so impressed I will call you from now on Musukala, younger brother." "No, no," said Flint Boy. "You must call me elder brother, because it was I who killed a bear. I will call you little brother." They argued. They quarreled about it. They came to a lake. "Kola," said Iktomi, "let's make up. Aren't we old friends? Does it matter that we call what we call each other?" "You are right, friend. Let's never quarrel again," said Flint Boy. "Come over here," said Iktomi, who was standing at the lake shore, right at the edge. "Look down here. Look at this big fish." Flint Boy went to the lake and looked into the water. Iktomi came up behind Flint Boy and toppled him into the lake. The waters were deep. Flint Boy sank immediately way down to the bottom. He could not swim up because he was so heavy. He was made of flint rock. He never came up again. He drowned. You can still see the bubbles at the spot where Iktomi pushed him in.
Chatem, Vajusha. Chatem, ha, Udavashka. And Chalhakile, Chokata, Manai, Okhaya, Utenim, Achtank, Tilay. And Shakekile, Naya, Kilena, and Wanap, and Jali, Lashtetha. Why should I tell you? Yeah. Me,
Which are my hand took Victorina Chi, her charm,
도끼려고 혹시 어떻게 되면 킥다 육지 외쳐나 꽃호스 꽃사람 콜라이 말레지스 진수원 카에스 이자로스 호나와나 우하겠다 그때 하지만 헤이 다크쿠 했던 몬스테 히읗기 헤이 어와인들아 카포야 Nakun le kola elna misum elna chie misum kala. Nana okach nirapo. Hona marik sapapo. Hona hana kum vana vaktayo tuani gemeinigte. Hona. And so in the English language, from this day, a long time ago, we sit around and tell a story, and what it teaches is that from this day, the Flint boy stood his ground, and Ikhtomian did not help. He ran and went behind the bushes, and he did not help Flint boy. And then one of the Lakota virtues is Ohitika, that means bravery. That came in there. And then understand brother and friend. And then when you're with even Kola, which is a friend, watch yourself. And don't be fooled. I think those are the ones that I wrote down. So, that is the story of Flint Boy and the Grizzly. So, I want to say thanks for listening. And thank you for sharing my personal brief my knowledge on the Lakota language and also the story. And I want to thank my wife Karen for coming up here and reading the story in the English language. And I wanted to talk to her about Wurzupi, that's planting, because she's really into flower planting. She always, March, April, May, she plants a lot of flowers, different kinds of flowers. When we go outside the house, in the mornings I walk around the house and I see red flower with white things around. I see purple flowers, I see white flowers, I see little flowers. So one day my dream is to make her a little greenhouse. I've been saying this for a long time.
When will that be?
In the near future. No, I wanted to do it this time. I have someone that can make handy with like Kelly. He's in the house now, so I wanted to show him what I wanted to do and have him make a little greenhouse for you before so you know it's just something I wanted to do for you because you're really into that. So next year when I come up here I will say Karen has a greenhouse, a little greenhouse for all her flowers. And maybe this time around, too, we'll try to grow some squash and corn. Little bit.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. I'm not like Ikhtomi, I'm not. And then, and maybe someday down the road, if you come up here again, I wanted to talk to you about one word, and that's called sustainability. So get ready for that. Not next, I think next time we're going to come up here with the teachers from in our school that I work for Teach for America. They wanted to come up here and tell who they are and what they do. That is all I have this evening, and I want to thank Q Radio and thank you for listening. And I will share another story next time, and I want to thank Karen for coming up here. So I will turn it back over to Studio A, and I think Lloyd is gone, and I think James is here. James is in the house, and I mentioned his name, and I hope he heard it on his way up here. He is really one of the handful of Lakota speakers that I know of, James and Sheena. So James, I'll turn it back over to you. Rashtayalo. And Lloyd, thank you.